pray. Open our eyes and soften our hearts, O God, through the work of your Holy Spirit, that in the hearing of your word, we may receive new life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The 15th chapter of Corinthians is Paul's defense of the belief in the resurrection of the body based on the claim that Christ's resurrection was truly a bodily resurrection. The lectionary gives us a reading from this chapter every Easter. And in this year's passage, Paul reminds the Corinthians of the tradition that recounts Jesus' resurrection appearance, a tradition by which is quite different from the ones that we find in the Gospels. Now, listen for God's word from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 11. Now, I would remind you, brothers and sisters, the good news that I proclaimed to you, which you in turn received, in which you also stand, through which also you are being saved, if you hold firmly to the message I proclaimed to you, unless you have come to believe in vain. For I handed on to you as of first importance what I in turn had received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at one time, most of whom are still alive, but some have died. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared to me, for I am the least of the apostles, unfit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. By the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace towards me has not been in vain. On the contrary, I work harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so then we proclaim, and so you have come to believe. So ends the first reading. And now I invite Constance to offer the second reading.
On Easter Sunday every year, we join the women in discovering that the tomb is empty. In Mark's version, this scene concludes the story, and it is like a parable. Throughout the Sundays after Epiphany, we heard Mark's Jesus command silence of those in Galilee who made claims about his identity. Now when the young man tells the women at the tomb to tell of Jesus' resurrection, they leave in fear and silence. The open ending is ours to complete. Now listen to God's word from Mark chapter 16, verses 1 to 8. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome bought spices so they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You're looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been crucified. He's not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he's going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you. So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. The word of the Lord. Thanks.